Today being Friday, the ages-old tradition of stopping in for a libation after work will still be carried on by the faithful at their favorite watering hole. Throughout history, these human watering holes have been referred to by many names, pub and bar being two, and that are often taken to mean the same thing. However, by original definition, they are not, even though both are drinking establishments. We tend to think of a bar as being inside a hotel, sometimes referred to as a lounge, whereas a pub is a standalone. The term bar comes from the counter on which drinks are served, while a pub derives from the term public house. We tend to go to a bar just to drink, while at a pub we order food as well, commonly called pub food, such as burgers, wings, chicken fingers, fries, etc. A tavern, a name not common hereabouts, is pretty much the same as a pub. There used to be speakeasies that illegally sold alcohol and were around during Prohibition. I've heard the term in modern times in some large cities referring to retro-style bars. You have heard the term free house. That name was given to a pub that was allowed to sell various brands of beer rather than just one. Down south, there are honky-tonks, the name given to a noisy, down-and-dirty bar or club, usually found in a seedy part of a city. They also have saloons, which are bars. A club or nightclub is a place you go to drink and dance that is a large bar with a dance floor and entertainment. Whatever you call wherever you go to wash away the stress and strains of life nowadays, you have to be extra careful, what with today's drinking and driving laws. Losing your license and having your vehicle impounded isn't funny and can happen all too quickly. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.